Welcome to the job interview experience. What do you think of the new job interview experience photo? The old one, I think I looked a little grumpy. Today, we're going to explore effective ways to compete against other job candidates and stand out from the crowd. Whether you are a recent graduate or a seasoned professional, these strategies will give you the competitive edge you need to land your dream job because you aren't the only one applying for these jobs. Overall, every episode of my podcast contains strategies to give you a competitive edge, but this is the first time I'm digging into the very topic of competition. Speaking of succeeding in your job search, here's an email from a listener just like you. Since the job seeker is in a smaller industry, I'm going to keep the industry but change the name. So this is from Jonathan Doman. Hello there. Thank you for making this type of content. I am a university student and will graduate in a couple of months. While looking for a job after graduation, I began the interview process for a big rocket company in the US. While preparing for the series of interviews to come, I found your podcast and found your episodes very useful, short, concise, and well explained. Your content gave me a lot of insight about the things I could do to stand out from a large group of applicants. The podcast helped me understand how to prepare for questions, how to remain calm during the interviews, and how to gain self-confidence. Without a doubt, I learned a lot from your episodes, things I would not have paid attention to otherwise. Today, I am proud to say that I landed my dream job with a really high salary at a really good company, but I definitely want to give credit where credit is due. I wouldn't have performed as well as I did during the interviews if it wasn't for your podcast. Thank you so much, and I hope more people can benefit from your awesome work. From Jonathan Doe. Thank you so much, Jonathan. For you listeners, if you also feel like this podcast has helped you, I'm asking you just for the next week, this is a good time to go to Apple and leave a review. If you can leave a written review, that's great. If you can just leave the 5-star review, that's also great. For some reason, my reviews on Spotify are a little bit lower than on Apple. So if you have a Spotify account, if you go there, all you can do there is give it a rating. It means a lot to me. That's like the biggest thing you can do to support this podcast. Keep it on air. Much appreciated. When it comes to competing against other job candidates, one of the most crucial steps is to thoroughly understand your target industry and the specific role you're applying for. You need to be a bigger expert for that role than the people interviewing you. You're there to help them make it even better. Research the latest trends in your industry, technologies, new skills in the field, important skills in the field. If you're familiar with your industry, this will help refresh your memory. Outside of maybe the exact work you're focused on, if you're newer to the industry, this knowledge will last a lifetime. It will also serve in the short term. The knowledge will not only impress hiring managers, but also help you to tailor your resume and cover letter and highlight the most relevant qualifications. Also, networking is super important. Building a strong professional network can open doors to hidden job opportunities and give you an advantage over other candidates. So, you know, just start Googling right away. Industry events, whether they be in your area or within an hour or two, join online communities, see what people are talking about and speak with them, connect with professionals in your desired field. Don't be afraid to reach out and initiate conversations. Like I talk about, build authentic relationships that can lead to valuable recommendations or referrals, giving you an edge in the application process. We just talked about networking a couple episodes ago, but having a couple contacts in high places or in the right places at the right time might be the best competitive edge you can get in the world. Although the last thing I'm going to talk about in this episode, I think, is one of probably the most important. Another effective strategy is to showcase your unique value proposition. What sets you apart from other candidates? What can you do right away to help the company? What do you know how to do? What vision do you have? What approach do you have that will help the company that no one else has? Identify your strengths, your skills. Think about it, the experiences you have, that align with the job requirements and craft a compelling brand that communicates your expertise and showcases your achievements. You can use platforms like LinkedIn to build an online presence if that's your kind of thing, and that demonstrates your thought leadership and attracts attention. By writing LinkedIn posts or articles, remember your biggest message is not what you do, but how you help a company succeed. That's always their focus. Whatever company out there right now, they're not thinking to themselves, what is Jane Doe up to right now? How can we help Jane Doe? Their focus is, how do we grow? How do we get here faster? How do we sell more of this? How do we do this more efficiently or save money doing this or whatever it is? That's their focus. How can you help them get there? What can you bring to the table that does that for them, whether you do it in a newer way than anyone else or a better way than anyone else? It's also super important to tailor your application materials. You don't have to, but we're talking about gaining a competitive edge today. Generic resumes and cover letters rarely make an impact. Take the time to customize your documents for each application. That means for your cover letter, here's a tip for you. Here's what I do to help people. Obviously, you talk about what the company does. You can make a very brief connection between you and the company. I recommend putting the company logo on the top of your cover letter. Put it at the top right side of it. Let them know right away, loud and clear, that you put the extra time into it, and it just looks good. Analyze the job description, identify the key skills and qualifications they're seeking, and showcase how you meet those requirements in your application. This level of personalization shows employers that you've put thought and effort into the application, that you're serious, and it makes their job easier for them as well, because you've connected the dots for them. It sets you apart from candidates who quickly and maybe lazily submit generic materials. When I help job seekers, I will even put the color code. I'll go pull the color code. It's usually called a hex code. I'll pull that from the specific company's logo and use that same color for the header of the resume. Everything looks like it's already won, already lined up, like it's just meant to be. Additionally, consider going beyond traditional application methods. So in today's digital age, there are numerous ways to showcase your skills and creativity. Create an online portfolio or personal website to display samples of your work, projects you've completed. You can develop a blog and contribute to different publications. There's websites that can help you find industry-specific publications where you can pitch article ideas that you can help write for, or opinions that you can add to articles. These supplementary materials can give you an extra edge and make you memorable to potential employers. It also shows on your resume that others are listening to you, that you are considered an expert. You can do something, you know, if you're somewhat web savvy, you can make a website that's your resume, but you can break down your resume in different ways and dig in deeper to your opinion on how a project improved because of a certain approach, what your thought process was, what your method is to make something work faster or better. All of those little things is something that add up, that someone can dig in and get to know you better and see your approach. Finally, don't underestimate the power of preparation. You're already listening today, so you understand the importance of preparation before each interview. Thoroughly research the company. I have an episode on that. Its culture, recent news is important. I would actually say these days to not bring up recent news, because companies are all really nervous of the headlines, especially if it's a bigger company. They're nervous about the headlines. But the achievements are good. Something that's a little bit better is look at charitable work that they do, or nonprofits they donate to, companies that they give employee hours to help out. And that's something that's perfect to bring up during an interview. Familiarize yourself with the interviewer's background and the organization's values. LinkedIn is great for this. If you know the name of the person that's going to interview you, you can go see what they're all about. What did they talk about? What do they post about? Prepare thoughtful questions to ask during the interview, and I have an episode about that demonstrate your interests and engagement, that you are really interested in what's going on at this company and you want to know more. By showing that you've done your homework, you'll impress interviewers and stand out among other candidates. Finally, one of the biggest things, although it's super simple to stand out, is handwritten follow-up notes. I have an entire episode on this called Thank You Letters, the Perfect Template, Simple and Professional. And yes, I even put a template in the episode's description that you can just copy and paste and use, and of course, make your own. 100 years ago, this, or 50 years ago, this wouldn't be true. But today, a handwritten note, it's physical, it has a stamp, it weighs something, it goes through the mail, it travels across the country. It isn't just going the extra mile. Today, it's like going the extra 5 miles or the extra 100 miles. It will make a difference to every single person you send it to. They want that kind of effort and that kind of determination on their team. They want someone who cares that much. If you care that much about your first interview and you care about that much about just saying thank you to them, they know you will care about what you work on that team. It isn't a guarantee that you'll get the job, but it gives you a huge competitive edge. Like I say in the episode about handwritten notes that you can go find, it isn't actually what the note says in it, although that's very important and that can get screwed up really fast. It isn't actually the note. It's what's the words on the note. It's all the things that you taking the time to write that, to mail it, to send it, to actually do it, because everyone thinks about doing it and they never do. It's all of those things. That's the message. The job search process is challenging, but by implementing these strategies, you will position yourself as a standout candidate in a competitive job market. Listen to past episodes to dig deeper into each of these strategies. Please don't forget to leave a review on Apple and Spotify. You can do both. I will love you forever. Stay motivated, stay focused, and never underestimate the power of continuous learning and improvement and preparation. You have me on your team. You're doing the hard work and preparing. I'm here to support you. That might be your biggest piece of competitive advantage. Thank you so much for listening and have a great week.